It's very interesting, the cricket that is going on around the country. It starts today. There's a game at the SCG, New South Wales. The bowling lineup is pretty much the Australian... Well, we think it's going to be the Australian lineup. Let's find out what Jeff Henry Lawson thinks. G'day, Henry.
Good morning, Jimmy, Dave and Lawrence. Yeah, a big game at the SCG. That bowling lineup, that is test strength.
Okay, so who takes the new ball today?
Well, I think it will be definitely Patrick Cummins, being the number one ranked fast bowler in the world. And I reckon Mitchell Starc will go at the other end to use his swing with the new ball. So Josh Hazlewood might have to settle for first change. Jeez. Which is fine.
It's a good option to have, isn't it? It's a good argument to have. Who takes the new ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that'll mean Trent Copeland, who's been in terrific form for New South Wales, will be 12th man. So it's sort of a back to the future sort of thing, when New South Wales would have so many of the test players and test quality cricketers end up sitting on the bench.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to obviously watching New South Wales take on WA. But the other game that starts today, and more importantly for some of these players, they're test careers are on the line, I suppose, yeah, because they get the opportunity to make the test side if they put in a good performance in this game. More so the batsmen rather than the bowlers, Henry.
Yeah, Australia A game starts. It's a three-dayer. And, the bowling line-up for the test is picked, basically. It's really three spots up for grabs. So who can partner Labuschagne, Smith and Warner? And you've got a few candidates. Marcus Harris is in there. Joe Burns, who's my pick, to be honest, to open the batting.
Yep.
Travis Head, who very unfortunately got dropped in that last test in England. It got dropped for Mitchell Marsh, of all people. And Marsh took wickets, of course, which is terrific, but failed with a bat again. And Australia lost the test match. So Head, he's been the highest run scorer for Australia since the Cape Town debacle, and he found himself out of the side. So let's hope that there's only two selectors at the moment, Trevor Holmes and Justin Langer.
Yes.
And they keep making some quite eclectic decisions. They're going to pick a team on Wednesday because that third selector hasn't been chosen by Cricket Australia, which could have been done by now. It should have been done in time to pick the first test. So I don't know really what's going on there. Langer's had a habit of favouring a few Western Australians. Of course, Mitchell Marsh won't be available. He's selected because he's broken his hand punching a wall. So we don't have to talk about him. And Langer's also suggested the current form won't be the only item that's used to pick this test side. So, we've talked about a few candidates there. But
who's your opener, Jeffro?
Sorry, Laurie?
Who is your opener?
Joe Burns.
Joe Burns.
Like right-left combination, Joe Burns once again made 100 in his last test match that he played.
Yeah.
Been fairly consistent for Queensland without making the big numbers this year, averaging 40 but making double figures every time he's batted. And it's tough up at the Gabba with the ball seaming around. But I think he's been consistent. When he did play test cricket, he was very good. And, I still like a right-left hand. It gives you a little bit of an advantage up top, so they'd be my first two. Someone who hasn't been making runs is Usman Khawaja, who has a shocking start to the season, but he averages 60 in test cricket in Australia, so does he find a spot? So it might be tough picking a side after that. Depending on, it really, I reckon it'll go down who makes some scores in this round of Shield cricket, that Australia A game.
Could we make the assumption, Henry, that if Joe Burns played for WA, he'd be immoral?
Well, that'd be an assumption. I couldn't say, but you'd imagine he might have a better chance.
Yeah. So in regards to, we spoke last week about politics and sport. Is there still that those issues floating around cricket in this country?
Well, there's certainly the feeling amongst cricketers around Australia that there's a lack of objectivity in the way sides have been picked, and that's what happens when you get the coach's selector. And I don't believe the coach should be a selector. And then we only have two selectors as well. So, the panel should be at least three. They should have different views. We could have five selectors. People need to go around and watch the game and watch it closely. You can't just watch some of the streaming stuff, which is one camera coverage. You've got to have experts in the game who watch every single match and report back. But, in this instance, the coach should not be a selector.
What about Nick Mattinson, Henry, I mean, pulling out needs a rest from the game. He suffered some mental health issues in the past, and it's resurfaced again on the back of Glenn Maxwell and Will Pekoski and a couple of other guys over the last 18 months. How are all those players going, and have you got a reason or understanding of what may be triggering all this?
Well, you know, depression comes from many places, Laurie. I'm certainly not an expert on it. What I do know that it seemed to be affecting quite a few cricketers. I mean, Matto was probably in line for selection. If he made a score, he was picked in that Australia A team, which he's subsequently pulled out of. But if he had made a big score there against Pakistan on a bouncy wicket at the Perth Stadium, he might have had a chance of being in this side. So for him to pull out of that game, obviously it's quite serious. And it's been ongoing. It's the second time round for him. And maybe he learns to recognise the symptoms earlier because of that, and he understands what he has to do, and good luck to him. But yeah, he was certainly a candidate to be playing in the test side. And Mikoski's a young guy who's suffered a number of concussions, both fielding and batting, been hit in the head. And
yeah,
I think one of those might have been a football injury. So that may be a different view when you get concussion often. We know that's a serious issue in all sports. And Vukovsky is another who, if he makes a score, maybe the young up-and-comer who gets a spot in this test side. I don't know, reading Justin Langer's comments about current form not being the only thing to get a select on was interesting. Does Vukovsky's 200 2 years ago count? Not too sure. But yeah, and the interesting one's also Glenn Maxwell, who, you know, is quite a gregarious cricketer. He plays the game as his personality suggests. You know, he's out there to be exciting and very active. But perhaps that's weighed heavily on him, the way he plays. It's hard to say. These things come from all different directions, and they certainly surprise you when they happen. And of the players I mentioned, the Maxwell episode to me is the most surprising of all. You just wouldn't expect it of Glenn, but there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was mic'd up during those T20s, Justin Langer, the coach, talked about the facade or the mask that they put up. Oh, knowing what you know now about mental health, Henry, do you go back and think about some of the former teammates you had, opponents that you had, and thought, oh, well, there were symptoms there that were probably undiagnosed and unspoken about at the time?
Oh, certainly, Smitty. I mean, you know, there's players you play with and you just thought, you know, they've been a bit miserable or they're having a bad day and, they, you know, just get over it and just get on with it. That sort of thinking. And when you look back, you probably think, wow, maybe there's something very different happening there. And look, there's been a whole book written on suicides of first-class cricketers.
Right.
You know, it's a sport that I don't know, it seemed to have, it's coincidental or attracted this, but perhaps cricket puts pressure on you like no other sport. I'm not too sure, but
yeah.
But David Frith wrote a whole book about cricketers who've committed suicide. So, you know, when you start putting all those facts together,
yeah,
you start thinking about certain players you played with and against, and there would have been quite a few who would have had depression of some degree.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Tony Dell, the former Australian fast bowler who served for the Australian infantry in Vietnam, and he came back and then he played Test cricket, and he used to, he was quite erratic with his behaviour, and subsequently, many years later, Henry, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a classic. I mean,
yeah,
the guys who certainly served in the military, but obviously we've got an issue with that in the public domain at the moment with a royal commission being sought by the relatives of Australia's military. And I actually had that conversation with Tony 6 or 7 years ago where I bumped him up at Queensland at a Sheffield Shield game. And you know, I can remember him playing. He's sort of a little bit older than me, but I can remember him playing. And you're right, there was a lot of erratic stuff. He's there's a great player, big, tall, fast left-hander.
Yeah.
He should be playing a lot for Australia. What a great player! And yet he'd be in and out of the Queensland Sheffield Shield side. So, you know, you just don't think.
No.
But now we're aware. We have to think.
Yeah, yeah. And
sometimes it's hard because some of the people that I know have suffered depression and have taken their own lives were never depressed in front of me.
Right.
They were always the person that was up.
Yep.
They were always the jolly person that looked like they had no issues or no challenges in their life. And they were the last people you expected to do anything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when they took their own life, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And you can never, ever tell what's going on in someone else's life.
Yep. Yep. Henry, good luck today with that test match. Feels like a test match with some of the players involved out there at the SCG. And appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Looking forward to the SCG. A couple of spinners in for New South Wales and a dry-looking pitch. We might see some spin in action.
Ah, we'd like to see that. Was it Sock and Nathan Lyon?
Yeah, they're the two. So we've got the two best spinners in Australia. So we should be right.
Very good. Up against the WACA team today. Good on you, Henry.
Cheers, guys.